Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And it all comes down to this fourth and one on the fake. Williams looking, throwing.
That is courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that was the last offensive play the Bears had. There was a lot of discussion surrounding their clock management in this game. There was discussion surrounding how they were able to try to plan for, I believe, what was supposed to be a touchdown. And Ben Johnson said they were going to go for two. I liked that plan. Micah Parsons questioned it after the game. He also questioned the Bears running the ball. They did that with success, with great success.
I'm not taking anything Micah Parsons has to say seriously after, one, what he said before the game, and then, of course, the post-game comments. Yeah, they were running the ball with success. Of course you want them to stop running the ball.
Well, and not just that, but I realized after watching the video of Micah Parsons imitate Caleb Williams dodging the pass rush that the only person perhaps better at it is Micah Parsons. So, like, Caleb Williams was still very good at eluding sacks yesterday. I keep going over that play in my head. And then, after I went over it in my head a bunch of the times, then I went to the film. And then I looked at everybody's replays of it. And then, after that, as we tried to see what happened at the Bears' final play that they ran in the 28-21 loss to the Packers that ended up with that Keyshawn interception in the end zone, I kept trying to figure out who was open. Then we hear after the game the impetus of the play, that it was the same play where Caleb Williams rolled out and hit Cole Kmet for the touchdown in Philly. And there's a bunch of different discussions as to who was open, what was the plan, how it was supposed to go down. Number one, game is not won or lost in one play, as we've said. Number two, you're happy the Bears got to the point where, again, it came down to that one play. But I take issue with the fact that Caleb Williams a few weeks ago says he goes through his reads too quickly. Because if that's the case, if you're zipping through your reads, then why didn't you see that probably Cole Kmet's open earlier in that play? And then you could just hit him at the 2 or 3 yard line, and then he runs into the end zone. By the time he was in the end zone, it was too late. Ball intercepted.
Are we sure that was his second read? Is that what we're thinking? DeAndre Swift was the first read?
If you base it off of the fact that Ben Johnson said the play was the same play they ran in Philly. So after the Philly game, Ben Johnson said DeAndre Swift is the first read. So Swift is still the first read on that play, goes to the same side of the field, all of the things.
It makes the most sense from a structural, like the ease of the throw, right? That's the easiest play to make if you're not using your legs.
Right, he's the closest one. It's fourth and one at the Green Bay 14. He rolls out. He's got enough space to throw to Swift if he wants. As I mentioned, I think Komet's open at probably the 2 or 3 yard line in progress. I see the gears of Mark Grody's brain turning.
Well, it's because Cole Komet was open right around, as you said, Layla, right around the 3 yard line. It doesn't last long in the NFL. That's the problem. He's open, boom, for 2 seconds or whatever it is, and Caleb just misses it. He did have two defenders with bad intentions bearing down on him as he's running towards the sideline. I understood not going to DeAndre Swift in that place. It looked like
he was covered.
The defenders were just kind of like daring, hoping, and playing off just a little bit enough to, if Caleb had thrown that, they would have swatted that ball down at the very least.
Or if he catches it, he's getting the yardage to get the first down, and that's it.
Maybe.
Well, that's fine, though.
Yeah. No, he was past the
chance. He was. But I'm saying maybe he makes the play. But you're right. Of course he was in.
Now,
and that's the part about it, too, Layla. The part where they just need the 1 yard. That's all they needed. And they've had this bread and butter thing going with their offense. If you're the best offensive line in the NFL, as a lot of credible analysts have been saying, or at least in the top five,
just run the football.
You got to be able to get that 1 yard right there.
I'll do you one better. On the previous down, if you're really the best offensive line in football, you run a quarterback sneak. You don't hand the ball off to Kyle Menungai.
Ooh, yeah, that
you
didn't look
sneak
good.
It.
Is that the play
you
where the helmet behind,
yes.
gets chipped?
No, that was a different play in the game. But
he was stonewalled.
But you're third and one, and you decided to hand the ball off. In that moment, against the Packers front that you've seen all game, theoretically, you know exactly what they're going to do. They're already knowing your game plan. So the seconds that it takes to actually have the handoff instead of just being able to sneak, that time even matters. Does that time translate into yards? They ran that play like they knew it was automatic. And I've said before, this is a team that for whatever reason doesn't run a quarterback sneak automatically. But I don't know why you don't sneak on third and one, and then you're talking about a different setup on fourth and one. And even then, we know this team has not had the best history over the course of the season when it comes to being able to convert red zone opportunities and goal to go into touchdowns.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Does that buy you enough time, though, to compress the play to where you're hitting Cole Komet at a different read, a different time in the read?
Do you think, Layla, I'll start with you, do you think the mentality should have just been from the very beginning to get the one? Like, what did you want? Did you think throwing in the end zone or just getting the 1 yard should have been the priority? Because clearly it wasn't necessarily the priority.
I think that I understood what they were doing. They were trying to get the touchdown and then the ultimate two-point conversion.
Get the hell out of there.
They were going to win or lose on that one play. I didn't mind that strategy.
Okay, all right.
So all of that said, I'm like, well, then get the damn yard. Like, why wasn't the sneak the option there on third and one?
To answer that question, I think just get the, unless it's a wide open Cole Komet, which it was for a second, but it wasn't when he threw the ball. Let's be very clear.
No.
It wasn't. They had, that's why DeAndre Swift, in my opinion, was not open, is because they had three guys on DeAndre Swift at that point. It was busted coverage. And then, of course, floating the ball gave a chance for an interception because then you have somebody drifting back. I think getting the 1 yard was the move because at that point, when you start the play, there's 27 seconds left. The Bears have two timeouts. It's not as urgent as, for a lot of reasons, when I was on social media yesterday, people were acting like the game, they were out of time. They had plenty of time. Get the yard, call the timeout. You still have one timeout, and you got a fresh set of downs to get, what, five yards?
I thought the time management was excellent.
I had no issue with it. I know, and also for everybody bringing up DJ Moore, which I initially thought, too, he was open during the play. It looked like it from above. But when I came away from watching it at a lower angle based on the speed of which everybody was moving, I did not think DJ Moore was as open during that time. But if you look at the cutaway of the camera, when they cut to him after that play, he thought he was open enough. And that's a discussion that needs to be have as well. But either way, the inconsistency of the passing game that the coach pointed out earlier in the week, it really did show up, I think, in this play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Let me point out this one stat, and this is brought up by Brad Biggs in his 10 things, which everybody should read on a Monday morning, right?
Biggs.
So Williams has been struggling, as we know, with completion percentage. He has not hit 60%, I think, in like, what, 9 of the last 10 games. He has not made it to 60% completion percentage. That's not good. According to Next Gen Stats, not only is Williams the lowest ranked passer in the league in terms of completion percentage for the qualifying quarterbacks, he also has the lowest rate of tight window throws. Those are throws that are defined as less than 1 yard of separation in the NFL. That percentage for him is 10.6%. So in other words, Williams has been inaccurate, generally throwing into more open windows. And that window to DeAndre Swift we're talking about on that play was not an open window. It was a tight window.
Agree. Like, I'm not mad that Caleb did not attempt to throw that.
He had a much
that.
More open window with... Well, Cole Kmet, if he throws the ball sooner.
He might have gotten it. For instance, the Olamide Zaccheaus touchdown where he just threads. that wasn't open either.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's a risk right there. So maybe
but
he could have gotten it to
Swift.
But that
was a 4th and 1 with the game online.
Absolutely. So it is different, but Caleb is known to complete some of those passes.
Well, let's listen to what Caleb Williams had to say after the game about that very play.
We had about 2 or 3 guys in front of, you know, either stacking Swift or right there with Swift. And so, rolled out and saw Cole and tried to give him a big boy ball, try and let him go up for it because I ended up seeing 25 starting to sprint. And so tried to slow him up and, you know, kind of give him a chance in those moments. It's, you know, a got to have it moment. And they had a guy trailing me. And so didn't feel that I could go get it myself. And so just got to give Cole a better shot at it. I think, you know, next time just extend him a little bit more and kind of lead them, but in those moments you want to put the ball in play and trust your guy or, you know, try to have your guy go make a play and just got to give him a better ball.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Caleb Williams talking about the ultimate interception that he threw to Keyshawn Nixon, and who is 25. That's the point is he still ended up picking off the ball. Like, in your analysis as the quarterback of that play, what you didn't do was just dump it immediately to Kmet when he was open to begin the route.
Yeah, that was the real
window. You saw him sprinting over because he was covering Kmet.
Yeah, he was trying to get back into the play. So Keyshawn Nixon was making up for the fact that there was initially busted coverage on the play. And I like that Caleb recognized what was going on, and that's why he says it just needs to be a better ball. Because basically he's saying, I didn't throw it far enough and high enough and too soft, and I allowed Keyshawn Nixon, who by my own admission, I see closing in on Cole Kmet. My ball wasn't good enough to make the play happen at the end of the game.
I'd have to watch it again, too, but...
I've watched it so many times.
Well, okay, then maybe you can answer the question okay. better than I was able to discern. Could Cole Kmet have done more on that play, even though it was a bad pass and it wasn't a great position?
No, and here's the reason why. Cole Kmet's running backwards as the ball's being thrown. The ball was so underthrown that it was more...
His momentum was pushing back too far.
His momentum was going to the back boundary, and so when it was released... He's running. Now, he stops and tries to come up. But by then, Keyshawn Nixon's actually, like, kind of backpedaling towards the ball.
It's a pretty easy interception for Keyshawn.
It was an easy interception.
Yeah, that's not a high degree of difficulty at all.
He made it look like it was an underthrow, and it ended up being a function of a lack of timing.
Yeah.
Like, that's my issue with it is he's open if you hit him at the beginning of his route. And you could tell based on the end. Couldn't you see the reaction out of Kmet, too? I know we talked about the reaction out of DJ. And we'll get to DJ later in our show because I do think that there's a dysfunctional element there in the offense. Like, especially when Roma Dunze's out, DJ Moore should have more than three targets. Let's just start with that.
So what did Kmet do? His body language?
You could just tell at the end of it.
He was pissed?
I don't know if he was upset, but like you could just tell that like, I think he thought he was going to get the ball prior to him hitting the end zone.
Yeah. So when he's rolling out to his left, right, and you're thinking, oh, DeAndre Swift, he's covered. DJ Moore, as DJ Moore starts to become open, he's already turned his hips, and he gives kind of a little pump fake, and then he throws it. Instead of pump fake, he probably had time for one, like bam, bam.
Yeah.
He's like one, two, three. And on that third one, now Keyshawn's already going back. Caleb Williams is throwing, and Cole Kmet's too close to the boundary at that point. He's running out of room. And that's the biggest difference between this play and against the Eagles. Against the Eagles, he had room to run. He's already in the end zone.
Well, and I think that's why I wanted to play the sound of him saying, this is what I was trying to do. Don't do that. I mean, it's not that simple, but unfortunately, your element of strategy resulted in the interception there. We have more to come here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Coming up next, it's time to take calls. 312-644-6767. You've been texting us as well, so we'll take your calls on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.